It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Alcohol. Last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. And if you think you need a drink, better get it now. Well, you ain't gotta go home, but Lord, you can't stay here. Get your glass off the table and your ass right out of here. Well, it's hotel, motel, no-tell time again. Well, it's hotel, motel, no-tell time again. I don't know where you're going and you don't know where you've been. That's why it's last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. And if you think you need a drink, better get it now. Everybody gonna look like hell. When the lights come up, you gonna look like hell. You better move it to the parking lot where nobody can tell. Drank. Better get it now. Get it now.
Yeah. You know when them lights come up, you're going to look like hell. You got to take it to the parking lot where nobody can tell. Thank you, Microwave Dave. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Microwave, Microwave Dave and the Nukes. Last call for alcohol. Ooh, those are some of the most feared words in the English language. Put fear in the hearts of men and plenty of women, too. That song always takes me to a fabulous two-week Death by Memory gig on Mackinac Island at the Pilot House. I was playing up there way back when with a band called Ron Tucker Blues Band. And our bar and band had the, I want to say, the distinction of being the party band. When all the clubs would close down, hotels would close down, they'd all come down and hang at the Pilot House. So they'd walk around and shake tables of people drinking. And they'd say, come on, you got to get out of the bar. They'd spill their drinks. Let's go at 2 o'clock. They'd clear them all out, and then other musicians would come in, bartenders, waitresses, things like that from other clubs, and then the real party would start. Oh, my. I can't talk about some of that stuff on the radio, but I got to tell you, that was really a fun gig. That's probably, I want to say that's right up there with the top three fun gigs I've ever done in my entire lifetime. You're on, and that's saying a lot. You're on the edge, and it's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
When the mailman came to our house this morning, I was waiting right there for him at the door. But when I opened up and read your last letter, then I knew that I would wait for him no more. 'Cause you said, dear one, there's something that I have to tell you.
I tried so hard
not to give in
but I lost my head and I lost my heart and I lost your love to him.
Then she said, dear one, there's something that I have to tell you. Dear one, there's something that I have to say. Mm-hmm.
Source Code version right there. That's a cat named Thurston Harris. He's the guy that gave us Kansas City. That was his big, 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 big ass hit. But here he is with Little Bitty Pretty One. He was the original on that. I played that earlier by Frankie Lyman, which I think is my favorite take on it, the Frankie Lyman version. But that right there, that's it. That's the cat that wrote the story. Little Bitty Pretty One. Come Sit on My Knee, Thurston Harris. Alternative Bump Music Friday. I'm Troy Shondell. Thank you for listening to my radio program. I'm so appreciative of that fact. Without you, I am nothing. You know, there's a lot of stuff on Facebook. I keep talking about Facebook. It's because while I'm on the show, keep in mind I have to amuse myself. And a lot of animal stuff. I'm watching a gorilla now being chased by a Canadian goose. Yeah, one of them, they're Canadian geese. And those things are vicious. Have you ever been attacked by one of those? I've been chased by them. There was one that set up a shop, you may recall. If you're from the People's Republic of Ann Arbor area, you know where California Pizza Kitchen is over there at the mall, Briarwood Mall. And when you'd come out of that restaurant, or even that exit out of the mall over there, just to the right as you're coming out, up on the roof, there used to be a Canadian goose up there. I think a whole gang of them. And they were wearing leathers and everything. And, man, they would get so mean when you'd walk out of there. They'd be screaming and yelling. Every now and then there'd be a bunch of them on the sidewalk, and you had to watch what you're doing because they'd peck at you, attack you. Not to mention crap all over the sidewalk. But, yeah, Canadian geese, they don't play. Do people eat those? I always think when people are duck hunting, they're hunting ducks. But is anybody out there eating a Canadian goose? What do they taste like? Are they any good? Do they taste Canadian? Are they what? Quite seriously, I don't know anything about the Canadian geese other than that this time of year when they're everywhere. And, you know, you got to watch out when you're driving along because they just walk across the street like they own the joint. And they may take a bunch of babies in the spring out there with them, too. I think they're on the way back up to Canada now. They're not so much spending a ton of time down here. This is just a stop-off way station, if you will. This is where they fuel up. Any type of a body of water. But seriously, has anybody out there ever had a Canadian goose for dinner? What do they taste like? Thayer 1X Inquisitive Minds want to know. My name's not really Troy Shondell. Of course, my name's not really Thayer 1X either. you got to stick with the program. Today, I just saw a history post. There was some battle way back when, and it looks like Greeks, and here it is. It's the Battle of Eclipse. 585 BC, the Medes and the Lydians, they're on the battlefield, and they're pitched battle, hundreds and hundreds of guys, and it was on an eclipse day, and when the sun, or the moon eclipsed the sun, it turned to night, and they all freaked out. They stopped fighting, and they negotiated a peace agreement. Yeah. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if that effect would take place on Earth today? The world over? That ain't going to happen. That's just simply not going to happen. But, yeah, that would be a good thing. Will there ever be a lasting world peace? No, because people basically hate each other. We cover it pretty well. I mean, we fake it pretty well. Everybody wants to tell everybody else what to do. Some of us kind of keep that monster on a leash. Most of the people want to be told what to do. So, no, there will never be a lasting world peace or an end to hunger. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Nassau's gone funky, Nassau's gone soul. We've got a doggone beat now, we're gonna call our very own. Nassau rock and Nassau roll. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Feel alright. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky, Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah. And we've got a doggone beat now, we're gonna take care of business too. Listen to the drummer playing his beat. Listen to the bass man, go get the same groove. Listen to the guitar, give that soul some tune.
whole lot of soul. Good God. London town is too doggone cold. Yeah. Nassau's got sunshine, and this you all know. Yeah. But we've gone funky, and we got some soul too. All right. Funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau. Listen, funky Nassau, funky Nassau.
Somewhere between 13 and 15 right there, under the wing of Johnny Otis and crew. That's Etta James, Good Rockin' Daddy, way cool stuff. That's Los Angeles back in the day right there. Etta James, you would do yourself well to get a whole bunch of Etta James music. Get the early stuff, which you can find on Facebook. You can download, turn them into MP3s, but I would say buy it. Yeah, just get some of the greatest hits. The stuff she did at Chess Records, too. Oh, my God. You can't go wrong there. We're talking serious religious experience. Good Rockin' Daddy. They were next year, you're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. I have to get a look at this party. I'm flipping over. Oh, my God. It's on the Wall Street Journal page. The Wall Street Journal. Oh, it's letting me in. This is very strange. I went over to Drudge, and I'm looking at the three presidents. They're calling it the three presidents. Complex past team. Up in effort to defeat Trump. They're rallying the Democrat Socialist Party right now. You got Bill Clinton. You got Hussein Obama. Hussein Obama has been running the show anyway. This is the fundamental transformation of America through the sock puppet Joe Biden. That he's been large and in charge since day one. Day one. Keep in mind that they were thoroughly demoralized and pissed off. Didn't last long, only a second or two. When Hillary Clinton got beaten, they thought they're never letting that happen again. They'll do whatever it takes to game the system, to fraudulently install somebody. And I thought, well, let's get Joe, because Joe will make a good sock puppet. That had to be part of the plan. Obama knew what Joe Biden was about. He knew he was just a malleable piece of clay that they could make do whatever they want, and that's exactly what's happening. I mean, Joe gets up there and looks like he's somewhat in charge of possibly his life, but no, it's Joe Biden and Barack Hussein Obama. So they had this party the other night, and it was at Radio City Music Hall. And let's see. I want to see if it says what they raised. Maybe they're still counting the money. They got to be still counting the money because it's not here. Yeah. I bet they had the Rockettes, too. I bet they went all out. But they had all the Hollywood royalty there, all of the media royalty. Everybody who's anybody on the communist side was there big time. Say here, the gathering aims to enhance Biden's substantial fundraising lead over Trump, with the president's campaign apparatus reporting $155 million in the bank through the end of February. I think Trump's got that beat, doesn't he? It takes money, takes dough. And who was I talking to today? Oh, my good pal Sharon X. If we don't get the D.C. Republican National Committee, that's now Laura Trump, and what's his name, Watney, whatever his name is, if they don't start going into states and setting up mega, mega, mega campaigns, I just heard today that the Democrats are bragging they've set up 30-plus campaign offices in Michigan. Just bam, just recently. Have the Republicans done that? I don't think so. And they need education campaigns. They need to start running 60-second educational, call it propaganda, good kind of propaganda about what's actually happening. It shouldn't be a political message. It should be an education about what's happening. Have you noticed that everything you buy is more expensive now? Have you noticed that happened since 2021? Have you put that together? Have you noticed that some of the things that used to be way cheaper were way cheaper because there were executive orders in place that were erased as soon as 2021 came around? You know, things like that, just throw it in people's faces. Now, you're not going to convert the dyed-in-the-wall cult members, no. You cannot talk with a progressive and convert them. But there are people out there that have no idea what's going on. And many won't vote. They just don't vote. They don't get up and vote. They should, but they don't. And we've got to overwhelm. But the dyed-in-the-wool cult members, as I've said before, it's like talking to that guy that used to be on Cass Avenue in the wheelchair with the sores all over him and with the screw cap wine at 3 in the morning. You don't talk to him. You just let him go by. Just let him go. He's arguing with a mailbox, and then he's now punching out a telephone pole. Stay away from that guy. That's like trying to argue with a progressive. You will never, ever, ever convince them based on any type of logic-driven, sensible argument. It cannot happen. It is an impossibility. You can, however, sway people that are not in the cult, that nibble around the edges of the cult, and maybe think, there is a man-made component to global warming. You know, they're not all the way in. But they do have some stupid beliefs. Yes, those people can be possibly swayed a little bit and moved, and that's our job right now. That must happen. We cannot let that slide. By the way, if you have a kid in school and they're coming home and they're mouthing this stuff, throw all their stuff out in the front lawn and change the locks on the door. I don't care if they're 8 years old. You can't have them buying into the left-wing psychotic cult. Got it? Can't happen. Well, one of the things you could do, you get them the necessary articles to read as a grandparent, and you slip like a $5 or $10 bill in there and say, don't tell your mom. Put it between the mattress and the box spring, just like we used to hide pornography, Playboy, Nugget magazine, things like that when we were little kids. What you do is you do it with the political stuff. Don't let your mom see you reading this stuff. She'll take it away from you, and she won't let you see your grandparents anymore. You got to get tactical, man. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Love is the season, but I can't find a reason why you let me down. When I come around, I'm gonna keep on trying, but you bet, 'cause I'm gonna get you. Thank you.
That's more than a powerful force right there. Unbelievable. And when they go through that change in the middle, where they're going through all that augmented stuff, that is just too cool for school. And keep in mind, all that stuff, Stax Volt Records, that's Otis Redding right there, with the Duck Dunn and basically Booker T and the MGs behind them. But when they recorded all that stuff, a lot of that stuff just happened on the spot, which is just mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. But there he is, Otis Redding. These Arms of Mine, that's just stellar. And, man, if that doesn't put goosebumps all over you, you got a hole in your soul. You may want to start doing cocaine or something like that. Not that I'm advocating that, but you may want to get yourself back to life somehow, get yourself jacked up a little bit. Yeah, These Arms of Mine, Otis Redding. And his whole body of work was stunning like that. Now, there's a guy named Eddie Hinton who was a super gifted guitar player, taught Otis Redding's kid how to play guitar. He's got that exact style when he sings. And so when I hear those two, I wonder which came first, the chicken or the egg, the Eddie Hinton or the Otis Otis Redding. We don't have any Eddie Hinton today. Don't have time to play it anyway, but dig in and do some homework on Eddie Hinton. Eddie Hinton. Eddie became a total degenerate, too. I mean, alcohol, homeless, pretty much mentally addled, but then came back and recorded a bunch of stuff. He was one of those Deep South recording artists and stellar talents that nobody knows about unless you listen to people like me. But, yeah, check it out. Which came from, when you hear his voice, and I thought about it, I would have put some of it on today, done an A-B test, because when you hear Eddie Hinton, and he's not faking it, it's not like, oh, there's some white guy trying to sound like Otis Redding. It's like, it just, it'll give you goosebumps big as Jaybird eggs as well as, just like Otis does it. Well, that's about it. We're pulling the wagons into a circle. You guys have a fabulous Easter, and I will see you back here on Monday. We'll be breathing fire, as always, and I'll be making sure that you are entertained and amused as well as educated right here on The Edge. Thank you for listening to my radio program, and happy Easter.
When you just give love and never get love, you'd better let love depart. I know it's so, and yeah, I know I can't get you out of my heart. I'll never be the same since I fell for you. Well, it's too bad, it's too sad.
Since I